everyone. Welcome to the Tenement Museum. I'm Kat. I'll be your educator for the Reclaiming Black Spaces tour today. Have any of you been to the museum before?
We're at the Tenement Museum on Orchard Street in Manhattan's Lower East Side. It's housed in an original tenement, an old five-story brick building, once 22 apartments connected by wooden stairs and dark hallways, teeming with immigrant families who sailed in past the nearby Statue of Liberty and poured through Ellis Island. The museum documents those waves of 19th and 20th century arrivals and recreates many of the apartments. But last spring, that focus got broader to include the neighboring black residents. We're on the museum's walking tour of black historical sites that passersby have long just passed by.
And we're standing now right in front of Mfinda Kalunga Community Garden. We have this beautiful, lush oasis in the middle of this busy Lower East Side neighborhood. And this garden honors the history of this land as the second burial ground in the whole city for people of African descent.
Those on the tour, some of them New Yorkers, are floored by what they're learning.
You know, walking by some of these things, you wouldn't know anything about them unless you go out of your way to know. So, like, a tour like this is so important because of the fact that they, like, purposely highlight hidden history in a way that I think everybody should know about.
Soon, the museum will reveal more of that history with a recreated apartment of a family who didn't live there, one historian's discovered while researching an Irish man named Joseph Moore, whose family did. Outside the museum, educator Kat Lloyd explains, using an old directory.
This is an 1869 city directory. We see this list of dozens of people with the last name Moore. Now, the Irish immigrant father, Joseph P. Moore, living in this building, 97 Orchard Street, he's listed as a waiter. And directly above him is another man named Joseph Moore, who's also listed as a waiter. And he lives on the other side of town. What makes his name distinct in this listing is the only Joseph Moore with the initials C-O-L-D after his name.
C-O-L-D for colored, the designation given to black residents in 19th century New York. It was museum educator Darrell Hamilton, a descendant of black and Irish immigrants himself, who came across the listing. He talks about it in an interview recorded by the museum.
When I saw that information, the racial designation, I thought, what a great opportunity to have a conversation about how we find common ground between these two Joseph Moores.
That discovery lit the spark ignited by last year's racial reckoning. Again, here's Kat Lloyd.
This is really where this new exhibit is born for the museum. These two men with the same name living in the same city in the same year at the end of this decade of immense change in the city and the country, and look at how do we connect the stories of people of African descent, of African Americans, to the stories of Irish immigrants who are sharing often the same spaces and occupations within the city.
Also with us, Tenement Museum President Annie Polland. I asked her about this light bulb moment that may also have been a little uncomfortable.
At this point, it sounds like there was also some necessary soul searching in your organization. Like, wow, you know, well-intended, we wanted to look at the immigrant experience, but look at a lot of us. We are white people looking at people who might have been our ancestors. Mm-hmm. It's complicated, too, because black people living in this area in the 1800s, not exactly here on their own choice. Yeah, your gesture.
No, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things about the magic of the Tenement Museum is that we've always had this methodology that says we tell the stories of people who lived here. So what made things so magical also provided restrictions. So here we are, we have this opportunity and we want to seize on it because we have an obligation not just to the 7,000 people who lived in this building, but also to the hundreds of thousands of visitors who come in search of American history.
In the very beginning, 1988, you received a letter, the museum did, from a resident of the area saying what?
Don't forget about us. Don't forget our voices. Gina Manuel wrote a letter early on, and, you know, she was aware of black history in New York City and hoped that the museum would preserve those stories and share those stories.
They were like ghosts on these streets. It seems like it raised a lot of questions about what is an immigrant.
So what's really interesting about the black communities and in New York City in this period is that it actually is a mix of people who were descended from people who were enslaved. And you have immigrants of African descent. So what's really interesting in particularly this decade of 1860 to 1870 is that you have a country at war over the idea idea of what it means to be American and over slavery, while at the same time, New York's Black communities have been struggling with these questions for centuries. And this tour gives us a chance to look at forced migration and the legacy of that. Joseph Moore of Lawrence Street's ancestors were enslaved. He was the first in his family to be born free.
Why compare these two stories? How do you tell the story of Black history and immigration history together? Yet they are in the same city at the same time, with the same name, with the same job. So we have to compare, because part of what we have to understand is how that played out. And how does looking at those questions and looking at those stories help us understand our current situation better?
So why don't we go on upstairs and see first the Irish Joseph Moore's apartment here. I know you're working on one for the Black Joseph Moore that's going to open in 2022. Let's look at the apartment of the Irish Joseph Moore.
We're in a long, dark hallway.
Is this an original hallway?
Yes.
It dates from 1863. You can practically hear the residents' voices in Italian, German, Yiddish, and Irish brogue. An exposed pipe that brought in the gas to light the hallway was added in 1901, and once there was light, landlords added paintings to decorate or plastered the walls with linseed-covered burlap painted to mimic the fancy red leather in uptown buildings.
Passing rooms as we go, different apartments, a kitchen table with a tablecloth on it, and just a wash basin and a bowl of fruit.
We head up to the 325-square-foot apartment where the Irish Joseph Moore lived with his wife and young child.
I see a clothesline with clothespins with little children's clothing hanging off it above a coal-burning stove, probably. Yeah, Kat, what am I seeing?
It is really the centerpiece of the home. And for this family, they have three children. Mary is 4, Jane is 3, and Agnes is just a baby. But having this stove is like having another child, right? You have to go down to the cellar to get coal, bring that up, sort of feed the stove throughout the day. Another feature of the apartment is a St. Bridget's cross above the door. And this, in Irish tradition, would have served to protect the home.
And what are you thinking for Mr. Moore, the Black American?
So we have some drawings, actually, of what we're imagining the Joseph and Rachel's apartment will look like up on the fifth floor of this building. This drawing, we see here a space that is set up as a living room. We see a mantel and a fireplace. Above the fireplace is a portrait of Abraham Lincoln. We were lucky, incredibly lucky, to find a newspaper article that actually describes an apartment where Joseph Moore was living.
What are the chances of that?
What are the chances of that? Is gold.
Yeah. Why would somebody have described his apartment?
Well, it's actually as part of a court case that he was involved in. He helped protect someone who was being threatened by a neighbor. There's a report where they go to his home and talk to him and describe the apartment.
You are kidding me.
It sounds like it's not true, but it is the kind of document that we can only hope of finding. And so what does this portrait of Abraham Lincoln symbolize, right? That Abraham Lincoln was president when Joseph Moore was already in New York City. And there is this sense of hope, perhaps, in this decade of 1860 to 1870, where we see the end of legal slavery, where we see the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments open up the possibility of more opportunities and protected citizenship for African Americans. And so what might someone like Abraham Lincoln symbolize?
It's also reminding me how sad it is that, you know, you were talking about an Irish Black mixed community. And we know that shortly after, there was a terrible event in this area, an attack by a white mob on the Black community.
In July of 1863, the draft riots broke out in New York City, and it's one of the most violent events that ever occurred. People were upset about the draft, and they took it out on the Black community, attacking an orphan home, attacking stores. Although in the neighborhoods where Joseph and Rachel Moore lived, there were fewer attacks because the relationships between the Irish and the Black people who lived there were much stronger than in some of the other neighborhoods. When we create this tour, we need to show the incredible racism and violence that led many Black New Yorkers to leave New York at the time. At the same time, we also have to look at the fact that Joseph and Rachel Moore stayed in New York after this.
That again was Annie Pollan, president of the Tenement Museum. Kat Lloyd, the Tenement Museum educator, summed up their new mission.
how do ideas of racial identity or ethnic identity bring people together, or in some cases, create an imagined sense of competition? How is it a chance for us to actually dig down into that, ask ourselves why, so that we can repair it in our current moment?
In the end, the Irish Moors thrived. We find out they advanced socially. There are records of their descendants, but that wasn't the case for the Black Joseph Moors. Here's prominent Black historian Lauren O'Brien, also lead project scholar at the Tenement Museum, in a recorded interview.
The Irish Moors are able to realize what one might consider the American dream, where someone who is born in the United States, cities away from New York City, is still never considered a citizen. We meet them in the same place, but we leave them in different respects.
The new exhibit space honoring Black families who lived among European immigrants in New York's Lower East Side will open at the Tenement Museum in 2022.